Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, go, go.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. It's your own shoe. Hot like I like.
Who's that one?
That's the future
purple
perp something.
Unicorn perp.
Yeah, unicorn perp. But you know what I've been banging this week?
What?
Dave.
Which one? His last album.
Yeah, the album that just come out.
Yeah.
But I've been banging the what's the tune called again?
Which one?
The tune with James Blake. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. Big tune.
Two signs of a coin. Nah,
yes, it's something like that. Oh,
yeah.
That man is hitting the notes clean.
Yeah.
That
man are trained. That man are trained.
I said, what? Like, you know when I realized, raw, like, I can't sing.
I actually cannot sing.
But there's times in my life where I thought,
I can hit a note.
Yeah, you got whole notes. I could hit something. If man gets in the shower, I'm a shower. I'm a shower singer.
Nah, we're all shower singers.
I'm a shower singer.
Do you know what? Yeah, but it's always funny, like, especially when you see the memes when it's like, oh, when you're singing with the music, how you sound, and then when you knock off the music.
Oh my God.
It's like, I know I don't sound that bad when the music is on.
If a man presses balls mid singing, it's over.
It's mad.
It's over.
It's done.
It's over, over.
No.
But I don't care.
Neither do I.
You're
not supposed to.
I'll sing terribly out loud. I don't care.
That's the whole point of singing in the shower, bro. It's about pure expression.
Nah, in the shower, notes are being hit.
Everything.
That's what you think, but everybody
else, the song choice is key. I know what I'm picking. I know what I can do in here.
Yeah.
I know what I can deliver. I'm not trying anything new.
First of all, he's in the dark.
His notes before.
Maybe his notes are hitting a bit different.
Yeah. They're not rebounding off the light.
but before we do anything,
yes.
Silly, let's say hello to our sponsors.
Yeah,
for
man.
For sure.
Sponsored by Cineworld this episode, guys.
Indeed.
Obviously, I went to go watch. Did you go and watch Dune?
Yeah.
Did you watch Dune?
I didn't get a chance.
Oh, you didn't get a chance. We'll get into the review later anyway. But yeah, guys, make sure you get your Cineworld Unlimited cards. Get into any Cineworld around the world if you subscribe to the Leicester Square one, which is like £20 a month. Do you know what? I did the maths, yeah? Literally.
Oh, you don't even have to run the maths by me. I know.
Bro, I know. Bro.
It makes financial sense.
You go cinema twice, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally up like, on the cinema.
The films that are coming, listen, this month, Venom came out.
Yeah. We watched Venom as
Dune
well.
Dune came out. James Bond was out. There's just a backlog of films.
Eternals is coming out soon.
Yeah. Eternals, the one with King Richard, with Will Smith, the one Serena.
Oh, that's coming out.
I don't know if that's next month in the UK or the US.
In the US, that's coming soon.
Spider-Man because of...
December.
Spider-Man's looking like a serious problem.
Things are coming. Listen, the links are in the description.
They are.
So click one of those, get your unlimited card for Cineworld. Yes. Where should we start? Should we start with Venom?
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, with that, we watched that in 2D. I wish we did watch it in Super Screen 100%. Or Screen X.
Yeah.
One of them. 4DX, I'm privileged. One of them.
I look left and right when I go to cinema.
Bro, like when I watched Venom, I watched it in 2D and I was like, bro, when's the rest of the screen, bro?
when it opened, I saw that it's not extended.
It's not extended.
I need more.
Extend the way on.
No, but I watched Dune in the big thing though.
Yeah.
It was.
Was that Super Screen?
Hey, you see that Cineworld at O2?
Yeah. Mm.
They expanded it.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, usually you go in and to the left, innit?
Yeah.
Or if you go to the Super Screen or four, upstairs, it's upstairs.
Yeah.
But remember, did you ever go Ink Club at O2?
Nah, I never did.
Above TGI Fridays, there was a club. I think they've knocked that through, yeah.
And now Cineworld's took that as well.
I asked him, where's Screen 12? He said, oh yeah, round the back to the left. I said, yeah.
Mad.
Cool. Walking, mad. Like 10-minute walk.
Oh.
Well, that man's just bopping.
Hey, Cineworld's taking over. That's why they're sponsoring us here. Taking over.
And there was this whole, like, I was like a kid in a candy shop. I've always wanted to use that saying.
What's that?
Kid in a candy shop. Like, you know, like
the Piggy Mix.
All of that. I was like, rah, this looks clean.
Yeah,
this whole new, popcorn machine that I haven't seen before. Yeah. It was colourful. You know, there's a VIP section. I was like,
they do VIP screenings as well.
When did they get this? Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
I think there's something wrong with humans, or maybe it's me, bro. Why? Anytime something's new, I'm thinking, I need to go toilet, bro. I'm not going to bless this place.
Wrong with him.
What? Nobody else thinks that.
It's just you.
When
literally it's just you.
Wait. When there's a new toilet around.
Bro, I didn't even mention the toilet.
Nobody mentioned the toilet.
But I'm saying when there's something new around, are you telling me you don't want to make your mark somehow?
No.
Obviously not like a dog or nothing like that, but like
that's you what don't, you sound like.
Kind of. But you don't ever want to go.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Obviously you'll be clean, but you did what?
No.
No.
You think I would have put my raw cheeks on the...
You just want the sweets. Are you raw button seats?
No.
So you're not blessing nothing?
Yeah.
No, just to say I did it first.
Would you put sheets on what? Like people you know's toilet?
Yeah. On my toilet,
on your own toilet?
There was one point, I liked the warmth of it.
This guy's wasted tissue, bruv.
It's insulated number two.
So instead of you to get a proper toilet seat.
It's a posh number two. You know, it's like, I've gone glamping. Do you know what I mean?
No. You and your toilet habits, yeah. We need to have a serious discussion about
this. Layered off his own toilet.
No.
There was times where I did, but I don't do it anymore. But no, if I'm in... No, if I was in... If I was
tissue shortage.
If I was in your toilet, would I... I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't. I'll probably be all right.
Yeah.
I might bareback it.
If I was at your house, I'll probably bareback it.
Yeah.
I'll take the risk.
You lot own your homes. I expect you to have heated toilet seats.
Man said heated toilet seats.
Did
those exist?
Yeah.
Where?
You homeowners don't know.
What? You've been checking out these new houses.
new house.
You lot don't know.
The Japanese over here opened up.
Yeah.
Greet, she says hello. It's doing a water fountain thing.
Nah, it's not like that.
But listen, Venom.
It
was short. It was like hour and a half.
That is my biggest
thing. I haven't been to cinema for that kind of
thing. We're not doing spoilers, are we?
Only the end.
We'll spoil it.
Because it's only the credits.
That's post-credits.
And there was pre and post-credits, isn't it?
No, there was only...
There was pre and post.
Was there? There was only one.
It was just post. But we waited for the post.
Yeah, we waited for the post.
No, it was pre and post.
Nah. What are you talking about? Pre credits? Yeah. As in before the credits?
Before the film.
No.
Before
there's pre-credits comes, so before, the film ends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a few credits come.
It's just two post. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The then, cinematic credits and end.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the credits.
Slow down. Say that again.
You know, he's the doing cinematic. This film stuff now.
No, nah, but... So there's the film is finished.
Yes. Then the cinematic credits.
Stop saying stuff.
What's cinematic credit?
Is that like short joints?
Yeah. So it's like, not just black and white, right?
It'd be like Idris Elba,
Stan Lee,
all of that. Cinematic.
Okay, cool. So not the black screen running up.
Not the black screen.
Not the slave. Not the Star Wars joint.
Yeah. That's even kind of cinematic, but we'll debatable.
I tried watch Star Wars the other day. Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
The one with Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, and. As a kid watching it, I always thought that intro thing going up was long.
Mm. Yeah.
The other day it was like 7 sentences.
Is it?
I could read this.
I thought
I thought it was there for time. But there was pre-credits. I can't remember what the pre-credits were, but it's the post-credits. If there was post-credits, it's the one where he's in like the hotel room.
Yeah, that was the same credit.
No, same, yeah. Because
there wasn't a credit.
No.
There was a credit.
No, it wasn't. We thought there would be because of one guy who's... I did a thing.
Yes.
Remember, there was a guy.
He said, you guys are all monsters or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And we thought,
we thought that was going to be.
But it was just the pre. It was just the cinematic credits. And
so we don't actually know what's coming from that situation there.
Oh, we know what's coming.
No, from the post we do. Oh, from the guy.
Because that was in the main. Yeah, we thought.
In terms of Venom, we have no idea.
So in the post, in the credits.
Yeah.
No, in that there was, obviously if you've seen the Spider-Man trailer, you will see Doctor Strange does something silly.
Mm.
And I don't know why.
He didn't do, no, it wasn't
Doctor Strange's fault. It was him, but it was Spider-Man.
Doctor Spider-Man can't do it himself.
He was told not to. Doctor Strange was told not to.
Okay, all right, that's true.
And he did it.
Doctor
Strange.
Mm-hmm. Sounded a bit crazy. But you're lucky, I didn't really hear that.
You lot are far away anyway, bro.
And we was moving hella soft with the helmet last week. No one got it like that.
Yeah.
They even said, you forgot it.
Yeah. They said you forgot it at home.
Doctor Strange knows full well he's not supposed to be doing what he's doing.
Nah, he's not.
Then in the post credits of Venom, this is a big surprise. Because in Spider-Man, the multiverse film that's coming out in December, Dr. Ock is there.
Green Goblin is there.
And I think Rhino's there. Rhino as well.
Yeah, I think
no, he's but there. He hasn't had a film yet, has he? Rhino.
No,
he hasn't been.
No, he's not. He's just a villain.
The other villain was the Electro.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx supposed to be in it.
Is it?
Yeah. Then apparently all the Spider-Mans are there. And so Tobey Maguire.
Way down.
Make the Amazing Spider-Man. I don't remember that guy's name.
I didn't
watch any of those.
Yeah, I don't really.
That would be amazing to be a Spider-Man. You get that call up. Yeah, we're doing another one. Huh?
Yeah.
You're thinking I played him seven years ago, bro. What? Why? Sure.
Spider-Man. If we allowed Spider-Man in the Avengers versus X-Men fight, Spider-Man is getting snuffed, bruv.
That's what I said.
And Wolverine too, bruv.
No,
not Wolverine.
No. I've had people come up to me and say Fred is bugging.
He's bugging
about Wolverine.
Wolverine is notoriously known as the guy, bro.
The guy, bro. He's scuffing.
He's the guy. He's scuffing.
Have you even watched the cartoons? Wolverine is the most useless one out of all of them.
No, he's not.
He's useless.
Even when you used to play Marvel versus Capcom.
You used to use Wolverine.
That's
you pressing X and square, bro.
Yeah, but other players weren't doing it when I pressed X and square. Other players weren't doing it like
that's your finger. I'm telling you, Wolverine and Spider-Man ain't on smoke because Spider-Man can barely handle Green Goblin, bruv. He was blowing man up, bruv.
Honestly.
What, you think a Cyclops from distance ain't smoking
it's
him?
True.
Honestly. Oh, lie
it's
me, true. Man.
If man
honestly.
Can't handle Green Goblin, that's a man on a flying board, bro. Like, that's a human man.
I'm telling you,
that's
bro.
A human man, bro.
Yeah, he's just got a board and some bombs.
That's Wolverine is getting smoked from a distance to close combat, man. No chance. Wolverine is fighting man. Who?
He's fighting the man, then, bro.
Put Wolverine against
Apocalypse.
Hulk. The only person that's close combat is Hulk. Wolverine ain't smoking Hulk.
He's smoking Hulk. He's cutting through Hulk. He's cutting through Hulk, bro.
Who else is close combat like that? From Avengers,
Captain America.
Captain America.
He's smoking Captain America.
He's smoking Captain America.
He's smoking Captain America. He's smoking Captain.
He ain't got heart to smoke Captain America.
No, Captain America don't have heart.
He has a shield,
bro. That's Captain America.
Don't have heart.
No, not the heart that it takes to kill a man.
Before Thanos was about to finish him off, and then he heard on your left, he was ready to go again.
No, but he's not got the heart to kill a man.
Iron Man was down. He ain't got
Wolverine will kill him without a second thought.
When he was,
you don't want to do this, Logan.
When he was smashing up Iron Man's head the other day at Civil War, bruv.
I mean, that was a bit mad. Okay. Yeah, but that's Iron Man, though.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was angry.
That's
he
a man angry. In an iron suit that can shoot laser beams.
He was angry.
You think a close combat, then claws ain't doing off the vibranium shield.
They're not doing off the shield. They won't do. But him as a person, like I said, the man is self-healed, bro.
Bro, off Captain America.
It's just a long fight. It's a long fight.
Venom.
Yes, Venom.
Do you think Venom is going to be a villain or on Spider-Man's side in the multiverse film?
He better be a villain.
Yeah.
This is a lot for the Spider-Man to handle, bruv.
There's been a Venom in a Spider-Man, hasn't there?
Yeah.
So if they bring back that Venom.
No, it's going to be Tom Hardy again.
It better be.
But I can't see them if
they bring,
Tom Hardy. Because
they bring
about
all the Spider-Mans. I caught myself.
I don't care if you caught yourself. Catch his helmet, bro.
Just see Spidey-Man.
My Spidey
senses are tingling. I got the helmet for it.
Spidey-Man.
But yeah, if you bring back all the Spider-Mans, you could bring back villains from... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's going to be Tom Hardy.
They might make him a villain, you know?
I can't see them making Tom Hardy a bad guy.
After this one, how funny like he was being.
Yes, you can't flip man back
to being so hardcore. Mm. Like, if he is, they're going to try and make him like the Joker. That's the only way.
What, like they have to...
Like, as in, because the Joker has a comical aspect to him.
Yeah.
But he's a bad guy.
You know
if
what?
If they do Venom as
Joker
a bad guy...
Joker is the greatest villain ever.
100%.
He is, man.
There's no better villain.
Cinematic villain as well.
Like, yeah.
Greatest villain.
There's no better villain.
There's not a
cartoons.
One. Yeah.
Your mind, my mind.
Yeah.
He's twisted. That's what it is. He's so mad.
You have to even think, like, they gave him his own film. Like,
yeah,
they don't give villains
bro.
Their own
they
film.
They don't.
Like that.
It's and chaos and backstory. Anarchy. It's beautiful.
It's perfect. Oh, it's perfect. Like, man balance. Has no other need but destruction. That's it. Everybody else, world domination. Yeah, this guy, yeah. I the just want to get crazy. Bro.
I hate when villains talk too much, but I want to hear the Joker talk, bro.
Yeah,
say some crazy stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Say,
you know,
tell
the,
me.
The most annoying thing in any of these films is
how
when
long they take.
Is how long they take. You've got dude down.
Yeah,
bang
yeah,
him yeah, up. Yeah. He's on the floor.
Do you know what
he's
I've
done.
Always imagined about this
yes,
woman?
Yes. Yeah. Dude's got the gun right there. The man is saying, turn around and look at me.
Yeah.
And then shoot him, bro. Kill him. It's done.
Man
it's
are getting done. Off their whole monologue.
It's done.
And then get
it's
smoked.
Done.
Oh, smoke him God. And then talk.
And then talk.
But this is why I liked Dune.
Yes.
Because, yeah. There was more than one good guy, or on there was more than one on each team, in fact. Mm. So even if people like, what's his name? Jason Momoa. What's his name? Momoa.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
Even him, yeah. Like, he's smokable.
Yes.
It's like Games he's of Thrones. Smokable.
Everybody, yeah, Game
like,
of Thrones.
Like, you know when like that's man what a shooting like. Gun or sword fight, so, like the good guy can die too.
Yeah, like you like, don't know. Yeah.
There's 30 of them and
more good guys
die,
need
bro.
To die in these films.
Like, bro, in this one, it was almost like you don't know who's going to live to the end.
Do you know what else is coming out? I think it's this year, Matrix.
Matrix 4. I saw the trailer. Shoot. I saw the end of the trailer.
You ain't seen the trailer?
I ain't seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Is Keanu there though?
Yeah, he is.
Long
but
hair.
People are saying he looks like John Wick. He's just John Wick. Yeah. Man. But the thing is, it looks clean.
Can't shake it off.
I remember even talking to my manager at work, innit?
Okay, wait. John Wick or Neo?
John Wick.
In a fight?
John Wick.
Not in a fight, just.
John Wick. John Wick.
Well, as a character.
Bro, Neo gave me one film.
I need to understand the question.
Neo gave me one film. After that,
I need to understand the question. What are we saying here?
Who's better?
As a
who's
character,
character,
as a
okay.
bad,
okay.
Who's a better character?
We
John
need,
Wick.
Okay. We need to be able to explain this quickly.
Baba Yaga, bruv.
Listen, John Wick, okay, character and then fighting.
Okay.
John Wick or Neo, character?
Character, John Wick.
Mm.
Because I'm trying to think of their characters.
Neo.
John Wick don't really have no character, though. He just bangs his gun.
Exactly. And then fighting.
Neo.
Neo is smoking it.
What? Do you know what was
fighting
cold?
Neo smoking it.
You know when Neo found out he's the one and he was just doing,
oh. Yeah.
He's like, rah, man.
But John Wick, to me, that's the guy.
Nah, John Wick's just got a story to it.
Yeah, and
but
he's got
him himself isn't.
He's got, he's
what
got
happened to John Wick? They killed his dog.
Killed his dog and his wife, innit?
Yeah.
Okay, his wife.
Yeah, and his wife.
Yeah, yeah. They care about dogs.
Nah, we care about dogs as well. Shout out JoJo.
But he went on a smoke. He rides on a horse, isn't it? One scene, isn't it?
Who?
John Wick. There's like a
yeah. He's smoky, bro. Yeah. Like,
visuals wise, that look cold, and that's another good thing about Dune. the visuals, the sand, desert,
mad.
Is it set in space or is it on Earth?
It's on Earth.
It's okay. Not
on Earth. No, but it's on different planets.
It's on
It's on different planets. I called it Earth in my head. Because you know when you're watching something and to make it make sense, you say, okay, this one is Earth.
But it's so hard to know where they are sometimes.
Yeah, no, but I know exactly where they are because I say this one is Earth, that one is Mars. Do you know what I mean? I
don't remember. Because
you know what? They always come up with some next names for these planets. And
yeah.
There's
no
Jupiter. There's no Saturn.
There's one teriyaki place.
Yeah, it's like, Earth. Bro, all right, this one's Earth, this one's Mars. Like, because otherwise I'm going to be confused. Of the, film? The plot basically is...
Yeah, explain it to me.
This is another thing that I found interesting. I'll get onto it. But basically, the plot is the end of, I don't know, civilization or something. But the one thing that's valuable on Earth is spice. But the spice is in the sand. Like the
when you say spice, what kind of spice are we talking
it's
about?
It's spice. Like,
you know what spice you're thinking?
What are you talking about? Saffron.
What am I talking about? Like, suya pepper, bro.
It basically is, bro. But what's so funny, there's a doctor in there who's an expert at something.
No, but what kind of spice if you're not
I don't know.
That?
You just call it spice. But it powers ships. It does everything.
It's about the most... thing in jail or something.
What, spice in jail? Just...
Man, it's not that spice.
But yeah, so spice is like the most powerful currency or whatever. Right. And the emperor... I still don't really understand why he's moving the way he's moving. We don't meet the emperor in it yet.
Mm.
But basically, there's some people who are the Batista's people. That's what I'm going to call them. Mm. And then we'll say Momoa's people in it, yeah?
Mm. Right.
So Batista's people, they are in control of this part of the land where they churn out the spice and then sell it. So they basically own all the rights to sell and distribute blah, blah, blah from the emperor. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, the emperor decides we don't want you to be in charge no more. Give it to Momoa's people.
Right.
But obviously, Batista's guy's like, yeah, give it to him, innit? Yeah. But Batista's like, why? Why are we doing this, innit? Like, but then his uncle's like, bro, nothing's ever for free, innit? Like, we're coming to get this, innit?
Yeah.
Like, give it to them. And they gave them like dead stuff to like do the harvesting of the spice and stuff. Like the broken machines, innit?
Yeah.
They're going to fail. Emperor's going to not want them no more. Then we take them out.
We'll
so that was the whole sort of premise of the film.
Mm.
And then in there, there's like everybody on every planet believes there's one new messiah that's coming, innit?
Mm.
And that apparently is meant to be
the young you
in the film, innit?
Teaching him a cold power.
Yeah. To control everything with his voice. Like, so he can command you to do anything with his voice, but you have to hit the right pitch.
So he has to do this.
There was mad.
No. It's
James Blake.
There was one time I was running from the police, yeah? I don't know if it was the way he shouted or...
Oh, you stopped.
Or that my boy got caught that I stopped. Car, we was running, yeah? It was mad. Choppers were out and everything. We was cutting.
Yeah. And shouted at you.
From Waterloo, we was running from Waterloo, hit Brook Drive, innit?
Yeah.
Big run, innit?
That is a bop still. It's not that mad.
Fab.
It's not that mad.
That's Waterloo to Brook Drive.
It's not that mad. You just go past London North Station, you're there, bro.
No, Brook Drive.
Which part of Brook Drive?
What route did you take? Which part the main Drive? Waterloo Road down to...
No.
Okay.
Back roads.
Okay,
because I'm even quicker. I've gone through Morley College, Imperial War.
Yeah.
Down that...
Imperial War and Brook Drive?
No. That's a run.
If you run through Imperial.
That's a run.
Yeah.
That's a run still.
And then Brook Drive.
Yeah.
So man's gone Brook Drive. And then my boy is tired, isn't it? Man's running.
You don't want to be that guy, but I don't want to be that guy.
So he's tired. I'm a good 30 yards ahead of man.
You know what's funny, yeah? If he was tired, he was really tired.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was going to get nabbed. And even his lungs said, fam, we can't do this.
Flight or flight was not, it was not working,
his
bro.
His lungs said, fam, we're
just
tired.
Just give up.
Even adrenaline can't help us, fam. We're tired, cuz. Stop.
Man just trying to hit himself with adrenaline and that.
His lungs are saying to the neck, stop.
I'm still good, isn't it? I'm good. I'm still running. And I've heard him get caught. Remember the one where the ute was like, oh, save me, Ack.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Oh, remember that one?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I could get away scot-free here.
Yeah.
Ooh. Then I've heard him say, stop. And I've stopped. Like my body's just.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire. Huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on Chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, he's been caught. And that I'm far away enough to keep running. Yeah, I can still go here.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, he's young, man. Oh, I can't leave him.
Yeah.
Man. I have to back my bedroom, man.
Oh, I would have kept running,
yeah,
bro.
I would have too. But yeah, in that, yeah, what I found a little bit funny, it was silly of me to think, but it was funny. But the person, I think it's like a doctor who's like in charge. The emperor put her there to be in charge of everything. So she teaches new people how to harvest the spice and all of that. Mm. It was a black woman.
Oh, we love that.
Of course they put the black woman in charge of the spices, bro.
You know,
even when there's all white guys, they said, oh, there's a black woman. She's in charge of spice.
She has to be.
She knows what she's doing.
But it ended nice. There's gonna be a part two.
There's gonna be a part two. Okay. That's what I liked cool. about it. Because I was
like
watching
2.5 hours.
Yes.
First one.
Bro, I was watching it, and at a point, I was like, this needs to end because I can't watch the rest of this. It needs to be a series. And then it ended just as I was having that thought.
Right.
Like, just
right,
as
right,
I was right. having that thought. Like, nah. Because I'm thinking he's having premonitions and shit.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, when is he like...
Why did he have to body that guy at the end? Was that like a rite of passage?
Why did he have to what?
He had to body that guy at the end. Was it a rite of passage?
Basically, it was to get part of the people. Zendaya's people are some next people who run the sandland, the dunes, innit? Like, they're just like rebels, innit? They don't obey no laws. They do their own thing, innit?
Yeah.
Basically, my man, the main character, and his mum, they escape somewhere. Get there. I'm not going to ruin it. I'm trying not to ruin it. That's what I'm saying. So they get there, innit? Yeah. So they're now with Zendaya's people. Mm. Like, he's been dreaming about Zendaya since the beginning of the film, innit? Yeah. Mm. That's not a spoiler. Literally from the beginning of the film, he's dreaming about Zendaya.
As soon as you're on it,
he's
dreaming.
So obviously, he's now Buck Zendaya's people, innit? Yeah.
Zendaya's with the new Spider-Man, innit?
Yes.
In real life.
Yeah. In real life. Yeah. Well done. But, I've completely thrown me. But anyway, yeah. So
who's the babes in Spider-Man? That's Zendaya as well.
That's Zendaya. She's collecting checks.
My God, bro.
She's
collecting checks. You're having a good time out there in the film industry.
So how hard it is to move to a colleague in the acting world,
bro?
That's not. Bro. You know how many people are watching you right
and
now?
Do you know? She's lips in Next Man.
Where?
In this next
thing. They're acting now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, imagine just being in that world where you're like on set with your girlfriend.
Who is she lipsing in which film?
No, in this one, she's in Spider-Man. In Spider-Man, she's lipsing Spider-Man.
Mm.
But
which is Tom Holland.
Yes. Mm. But imagine.
That's her boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. But imagine in Spider-Man, if, for example, there's another love interest.
Mm.
And now she has to lips him. We're on set together and I just have to watch you.
I don't care how much of a good actor you are. That hurts.
That's where you tap into it. That's what I'm saying. There's not going to be a better actor.
No, we'll argue.
He would win the Oscar. If she lips as the next man. If she lips as the next man, he'll win an Oscar for acting her.
Okay. So, cut, bro. Hey, big man, stop.
You know, like that directors again.
Again. What do you mean, bro? They kissed already, bro. No.
Like, you didn't even be telling him, this scene, I'm telling you, this is the final one. Again, this one's good. Look, passion.
We need to get from the bird's eye.
We need to get onto that, you know. We actually need to get onto that. What you'd do if your girlfriend was a thing.
An actress.
Would you be down?
The thing is, yeah, I don't like sex scenes in movies anymore anyway.
Yes,
like,
same.
Like, it's wasting time.
It's funny, because since you've said it, I think when you first said it, power was about.
Yeah.
He was like, power, there's bare sex scenes, man. It's annoying.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, man, it's all right.
Yeah, same.
And then I started watching. I was like, yeah, this is wasting bare time.
It's long, like unnecessary.
What's actually got, like, I'm not turned on by this.
Nah.
Because it's soft porn.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Just wasting 2 minutes of film like that.
Bro, get on nothing to it.
We did see La La's tatas, but.
Yeah.
But there's no pregnancy at the end of this, so.
Like, we don't need to see it. Like, what show? There's a show that I've been watching and it does it perfect. It's like, it insinuates sex just happened.
Yeah, that's
And like, that's all.
Yeah,
like, that's all we need.
Old school Nollywood.
And then you wake up and you're both in bed topless. They had sex. That's all I need to know, you know.
Old school Nollywood, it was like a pet.
She's leaving out quick in the morning. So where you going?
Yeah. Nollywood was a peck and you see them laid down and that was it.
That was it.
Now they're having full-on sex in Nollywood, bruv. Full-on. Awkward as hell.
Anyway, what was I saying? The rite of passage, yeah. So basically, because they got there and their leader tried to basically say, oh, the boy's got talent. But the mum's too old. She don't know nothing. Kill her, innit? Nice. But obviously, he's now come to try and kill the mum. Mum's done him up, bruv. She's a trained warrior, innit?
Yeah, so he's
just like, got him
smooth. That's light work.
Put the knife to his neck, innit, yeah?
Mm.
And then he's like, oh, I was wrong. Like, you're trained. All right, cool. Everybody bring them in. Let's take them with us. But then there's one youth that's like, nah, B, you just got bested. We don't follow you no more, innit?
Mm.
She's the leader now.
Oh, like
so
that.
So it's like, if they're the leader, they can now choose a champion to come and fight.
Yeah.
So she chooses her son to fight in on her behalf or whatever. Mm. And this guy's like, yeah, I want to fight the leader, innit?
Right.
Obviously, the son's never killed a man, innit?
Mm.
So obviously now he's like,
I've got to do it.
And he's trying his best not to do it, bro. Like, like surrender, like, yield. Will you yield? It's like, oh, bro, just yield, man. Oh, man.
But they're like, no, they can't. We don't yield around here, big man.
You can't. Mm. It's this one is to fight to the death, bro.
No. Yeah.
You got to do it to the death, man.
Slips him one time.
Yep. Yeah.
Bang. Pokes him in the back. Mm. Spinal.
Out. It's done.
Quitting.
Spinal.
Quitting. And what's so mad is, isn't it? He's having visions of him. So I was thinking he's going to live.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So I still don't know because they're carrying the body still. So
nah, they wrapped him. They wrapped him in cling.
Finish.
They did. They wrapped him in cling. They wrapped him in cling. But still, bro. Still like, I don't
finish.
Know. But that's another thing that I liked about this that Venom let me down on.
What?
The fight scenes. There was only one fight scene in Venom.
Yeah.
One proper fight scene.
There was only really one.
I think the film is just to set up Venom going into the multiverse.
Yeah.
And to set up maybe the next Venom. But an hour and a half is not actually long enough for a film no more.
But
no more. It's not.
I need to get out of here at some point.
No,
at
but
at some
like,
point I need to go home.
No, the whole thing to develop.
I went at like 6:10 in it.
Tell me the story. Like, can't you? Why do they need more time to tell the same stories?
We're telling
bigger stories. Different story.
Nobody is telling me it's anything new. It's superhero, good guy wins, or bad guy wins.
Nah, but you don't know. You don't even know what side you like. Right?
Exactly.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones. But there's more sides that you could, there's more team that you it's not one team, there's like 17
I don't know. I watched it, but
did you watch it?
What, Game of Thrones? No,
I watched it barely. I watched it to like season 3 or 4.
But there's hella different camps and stuff.
I can't get into fantasy.
Are you a this or are you a that? Yeah. Like, you know?
I don't do fantasy stuff, bruv. Marvel's as far as it goes for me.
Yeah. You need to get into it, bruv. Escape sometimes, man.
Did you watch What If?
Wait. Oh, What If the Marvel thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it still.
What, all of it?
I was baffled.
What, did you watch all of it though? What did you watch?
First of all, First of all,
You know what's
annoying, yeah? Obviously, I don't feel like I've watched it in the best environment. Like, my mindset was mad.
Was it daytime?
I had extra time.
Cartoons, yeah.
I had extra time.
Time to focus, bro.
And then obviously, I've gone to sit down in it, and I'm like, let me see what this thing's saying. So already, I'm not in the best mind frame. Yeah. I'm like, let's see what the hype's about. Got to log in, all them things there. Got there. I'm like, do I have to watch it in chronological order?
Of course, bro.
I didn't know that. So I've just gone straight to your thing.
Oh my
where
God.
Where dude is bro. The, what's my man named? The Explorer or something?
The Watcher.
The Watcher, right? So I'm just watching this you Ultron thing, sick, innit? Bro. I'm just watching. I've gone straight sick. To the bottom.
Oh,
I'm like, where is it? I've gone straight down to the said, what if Ultron? That's the one. Watching it. I'm like, who the fuck is this, bruv? Who is this guy? And then he said to him, like, he said to
Age
like,
of Ultron, so
he had no idea.
No, I've watched Age of Ultron is Avengers, isn't it? Yeah. But I can't remember it. I've watched it. I just cannot remember it.
I even told you what to watch before you watched this to give you.
Bro, I didn't have that kind of time, bro. I've got a child, bruv. If I've got some free time in the house, I'm just going to go with what's in my head straight away. I went for it. And then when he said something like, oh, that's never happened before, I was like, oh, maybe I was supposed to watch something before this, bruv, because maybe something's happened before this moment, innit? When he was talking about art, like, I'm normally watching people and they don't normally see me.
So
I was thinking,
is that the second episode? That's the second episode that happens, isn't it? Or
no,
is that the end of
Ultron.
The first?
I watched Ultron.
Cool. Yeah, so I was watching it and then I was just like, I don't think I'm a Marvel guy.
No, but how do you not get that bit? Because that bit that you're saying you don't get
is at
the very end of the episode where he explains.
I don't understand the Watcher's role.
I don't understand the Watcher. At all.
But if
I just know you can see
man,
different universes.
Yeah, but if a man says this has never happened before, what don't you get about that?
No. I get that. But I'm saying, oh, who has he been watching before this? Cause I'm just thinking, I thought it was what if and it's each different characters and it's just like, what if this? And
what if that?
But I didn't know it was kind of like a bit of a like he's in other episodes as well.
He's in every episode.
Right.
He's watching everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, all right, cool. I don't know what this dude's been watching.
This guy.
And then I watched it, but I don't know, man. I'm not a Marvel guy. I've realized. Not, but yeah, yeah. Don't text me.
I will.
Do not you, bro. But yeah, Cineworld, man. If you want your unlimited card, click the links in the description.
Yes. Indeed.
Grab that. Let's do an introduction.
Indeed. Nighties Baby Show. My name is Temi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
Still got a shooter in the house. Yeah. I don't know if he's the Watcher. Or
I might be Ultron,
nigga. Overseas, underseas, or God of them, or them and God. It's my brother VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo.
We got Ohms in the house as well. Shout out Ohms.
Mm. Listen.
Building.
I think the color blue is underrated.
The color blue is underrated.
Yeah. But I feel like it's very underrated.
It's used a lot. It sounds like when you say underrated and someone's like, I'm rated though. Like,
people know who I am.
Blue is everywhere. Man, blue is all around us.
There's not enough blue drip.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's
blue,
a very loud colour to wear.
Like, you see, like, in the summer, people like their oranges and yellows.
Mm.
In the winter, your blacks and greys.
Mm. But blue doesn't have like a...
Navy, yes.
Blue has got a space.
Royal
both
blue.
Blue got a space in both seasons, all seasons.
Yeah, it does.
Navy, yes, but Royal's a bit loud. Royal's more like this kind of
summertime.
Blue, innit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think an underrated color is burgundy. Burgundy is cold. Burgundy is cold.
Why is it underrated? Because I don't even know how you know. Who decides what's underrated, bro? Right. Are we just going to decide
it.
Today?
Certain colours are underrated.
Blue is underrated.
Blue is rated.
Blue is automatically everybody's favourite colour.
100%.
Automatically, from birth, they say, but when you do
not
bloody...
Not on automation.
It is on automation. When they do gender
programming, review. Not automation. You're programmed to like blue.
No. I'm not saying that we actually do like blue. I'm saying automatically is a rep. Okay, it's not favorite. It's a representation. Blue is a representation for boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Programming.
Yep. Programmed. Yep. Yes. That's what it is, automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, do you have another point or?
No, that's what I'm saying. So my point
is. That's what I said.
Yeah. So my point is, how the hell can this be underrated if we've globally programmed to be the color for boy?
It
could have been red. It could have been yellow. It could have been green.
Red is a symbol for danger. Green is a symbol for envy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yellow is happiness. Black is always associated with a lot of negative stuff. White is pure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What other colors are there?
Pink is girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an overrated color.
What, pink? Mm. Overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah, what? I love pink.
Overrated.
Pink isn't.
Why
even...
is it overrated?
No, it's not.
It's overrated.
Bro, I would like to know what your rating system is being judged by.
Ask,
here.
Me,
like...
another, ask me about another color.
Yellow.
Meaty.
What does that mean? Like, is it overrated? Is it underrated? Like, it's meaty. It's not actually a nice color. It's not good.
But you see, the thing with yellow is, you see, with like blue, you got royal, sky, baby, dark, like.
I see where you're
what's
going.
Yellow, like?
Yeah, I see it.
Nah, but meaty. Pastel yellow, though, isn't it? Like,
custard yellow.
I feel like pastel anything bangs.
What's a custard yellow?
Yellow. Like,
is it just yellow? Like there's no planet. Different there's no different yellows. It's a sunny yellow. Like where's
bro, yellow what? Is just yellow.
It's you don't, dead like, color, bro.
How many shades of yellow do you like even the four or five blues I mentioned, there's more.
Only mustard.
There's more.
Yeah, mustard. Yellow, there's only mustard.
And that's more that you could even slide that over to gold.
Brown. Gold.
He's brown.
Yeah, it's true. Mustard's like a dull gold.
Brown. Give it the helmet.
No, I thought you was gonna
a brown mustard. You can even see
hey, a brown sauce.
That's in the chippy.
Come on, man. HP. Listen.
Hello, old friends. You're right.
Yeah. How many shades of purple do you get? Like,
nah, it's only purple.
Purple only. Me. Dark royal.
Mm.
Do you have royal purple?
Like, light purple?
Light, yeah, everything's got light and dark.
Basic, innit? It ain't got...
Yeah.
Whatever, like... Black goes off, innit?
Yeah.
Like, because they always try to do oranges and green is the new...
Black. Black is the black.
You know?
Yeah.
Black is the black.
Brown is a good colour.
That might be underrated then.
That's underrated.
In my head...
Not enough bloody people wear brown clothes.
Doo-doo brown suit. Doo-doo brown suit.
Even Travis Scott has really made brown a brown.
You've now nice. See that. You see brown in its glory now because of Travis.
And now like nude colours is like a thing. Do you know what I mean? People wear nude colours like these neutral like beige,
blue,
browns.
I feel blue deserves more respect, man.
I think it gets this respect.
Do you know why? Because have you seen what Bottega are doing of late?
No, what they
Bottega, the one with the flat hill, innit? Like the squared off hill.
Yeah, that's Bottega.
I was at the Bottega rack. Yeah. Bottega.
Bottega. Yeah. You know, like they got a lot of green going on.
Yeah, oh, yes. I've been noticing
and
green.
And then Molly May came outside with a blue bag.
Yeah. Oh, so everyone was like,
she let you know.
How did she get that?
Blue's out here.
Serious stuff.
Yeah, they got blue. The blue Bottega one.
The blue Bottega.
Okay, bag. Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah.
Oh, and what are you splashing out on next? Mm. Like, you know when you got a planned splash, like, you're like, yeah, I'm getting that soon, or I'm getting that. Like, we're not talking about anything responsible here, like a house.
Yeah. Nothing gets me. You know, like, I go shops, yeah?
That's what I was saying.
I'm just like, nah, man.
It's exciting, isn't it?
You can't have my money for this.
Bro, everything.
If you want my money, bruv, you're going to have to sell it to me.
Listen, everything right now is just like this.
Like that!
Bro, when we're doing this, this episode's going to come out after the live show.
Yeah.
But when we're doing the Sound Clash, every song is not a banging shutdown song. Every song is just good.
How hard
it was.
Every song is just good.
I was thinking
it was hard.
I was thinking what age group am I catering to?
It was hard as hell.
Like, and then
when is the shutdown?
It's because I blame DJs.
Yes, it's on the DJ.
DJs ain't breaking songs like
they they're, not, they're not. No DJs are playing new songs.
They're just thinking,
I need the response.
It's not that they're not playing new songs. They're playing new songs.
Yeah, no. But
they're playing the songs that bang.
Not songs that people know.
It's not that. No, they play that. They play easy music. They play what they know will get reaction.
Yes.
They wouldn't, like, say if you like, do you know who Sar Baby is?
No.
No?
Do you know who... Oh, let me think. Someone who doesn't really play in the club, say, like, they might, Dave East.
Yeah, okay.
Dave East might have a cold song.
Cold as well.
He might have a cold song that a DJ might want to risk it today. Mm. That Dave East I heard this morning.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
No one's taking risks.
Yeah.
I'm going to these 20 songs.
Yep, yep, yep. Man don't want nobody in the club to be like, hey, what's this?
You know?
It's YouTube
like,
now.
I need to bring out my Shazam.
Yeah. Every time I go to the club,
that entire,
like,
I know the song.
How have I never done that in a club? Brought out Shazam.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah. In the car, when man is spinning something, I'm like, ooh.
What is this?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to go to a club that doesn't feel like the club I went to last week.
Yeah.
I don't go clubbing.
Yeah.
But if I was to go,
different
I don't want to always hear Drake and then me. And then, like, in the same
somebody was
order,
actually
like,
saying that back in the day, people used to follow the DJ. So whatever club the DJ was going to, they would go there.
Yeah, but people would be like, who's on the...
Yeah, like, now it's like,
this DJ,
it don't really matter who's the DJ. They're going to play the same song.
Yeah, you just need to be able to mix.
Yeah, like, you just need to know, are they hip-hop DJ?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
If they're a house DJ, then obviously you know, don't go to the house DJ. If it's a hip-hop DJ, Afrobeats DJ, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, the internet breaks the song and then the DJ says, yep, I'm adding that to my playlist. And they're all doing it because they're all fishing out of the same pond of internet.
Yeah.
You see, when you said Shazam, because I haven't done it in time, but you know when someone's playing a tune, as soon as the tune started, you was like, this tune is fucking cold.
Yes.
But in your head, because you're like, I'm not going to tell him yet.
What, Shazamming in the car?
Forget about Shazamming. Like, or you might even try Shazam it and you ain't got no internet or something. You
tried to do it. What? I went out the other day, I tried to do it. Something was going off. It was an old song. It was, what's that song? Hold on. Where does it go again?
Sing it, man. Sing it.
I know. It's on the tip of my disc thing. It's on the tip.
Sing it, man.
I know it. One second. Let me get. I know it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ashamed.
Bro, you're just there. You're thinking, I'm not saying that yet. And you know, like, the tune does another thing. Like, the beat drops or something. You have to say it. Big man, what tune is this?
Yeah. You're like, you're a hater, bro.
You know, you're like,
you're a hater.
You know, you say, who's this again?
Yeah. I'll swear down. Hey, yeah. No, is it? Didn't he do that tune there? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, it's that. Skibbley wah, hey.
Oh.
Skibbley wah, hey. And I was like, I've heard this before, but I don't know what it's called, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah, Shazam, but I didn't know, like, just hella bangers on my Shazam. I'm like, even that, I'm in San Francisco, where you want it? I'm in San Francisco, German.
Is that Afrobeats thing?
Yeah, I heard that, and I was like, what is this? Yeah.
But you know what it is? There's too much shaming in this world.
I can't shame
too much,
you, bruv.
Too much. Why? I don't feel no shame. I'm going to say, what song is this?
Because I said it on my snap.
I said, what song is this?
No,
I even should have Shazammed it before. But I said, what song? I like being confused. Like,
I want somebody else to answer me, a human.
I want human.
But the thing is, after asking him, I still have to now get my phone and
shit. Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I hear that.
I like this. I like the interaction of me saying, hey, bro, what is this? Like,
but then he goes, I don't even know, but it's cold, isn't it?
Like, can we Shazam it together?
Yes. Yeah. Who's talking Shazam first?
This is supposed to be a Shazam TV advert.
Yeah. Come on. I want to be confused. I like being confused sometimes. Somebody answer this question for me, bro. I don't want to always go to apps all the time, bro. What is this song, man?
I want to be brought in.
Yeah,
you know, like, I'm just bringing myself in. Like,
yeah,
I'm always the one have to find and discover.
Yeah, yeah.
DJs,
break some music.
There's no, you know, like, DJs get like half an hour, 45-minute sets.
Mm.
Are you all playing the same music? I heard the same song at 10:30, at 1:20.
Yeah.
My guy, like, y'all playing the same.
Gotta repeat it.
And
it's the banger.
You're lucky if you know, you get different genre DJs. Mm. Okay, he did Afrobeats. This dancehall DJ.
Yeah, totally different. That's all right.
But when it's hip hop.
But no, everyone's just trying to make sure they shut it down. And you don't want to be that guy that's breaking new records, but it's like, everyone's just like, you're not.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The guy we're going to book, though. Mm. You can't shut it down, bro. For my birthday, I need you to shut it down.
Yeah.
Can you come through and shut it down?
Now, to be fair, DJs are separated by their mixing abilities because not every DJ can mix well.
Nah, 100%.
So if you can mix 100%. Well, that's when you get the bookings.
Bro.
If you can't, then you're just as useful as me and my iPhone, bro.
Yeah, word.
That's
word,
it. Word. Even iPhone, you can say it on...
So it mixes in,
innit? It mixes in.
Word.
Bro, like...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Word. On these apps.
On Spotify.
On Tidal you can. I don't know about Spotify.
Crossfade, yeah. Huh. I think
it's not a mad crossfade, but it's a crossfade. Yeah, you can set the amount of time. Like. What? You can't do that? Now he's making raw. I've got mine set for 2 seconds. So for the last 2 seconds of the song, it fades out and fades into the next one.
That's mad. That's risky.
It makes sense.
Why is it risky?
For 1 second, you might be listening to Ari Lennox and then Vybz Kartel is next. It's mad, bro.
Yeah, mix it. Make it work, bro.
Like, mix it.
I'm not asking it to mix in the middle of the song. At the end, when it's already fading out and fading the next one.
I wouldn't call that mixing. It's just a young fader.
No, it's a fader.
Yeah, but it feels like you're mixing, isn't
it? Yeah, like a little bit.
You're having a young little party.
What it is, yeah? Certain thing. I'm going to listen to Dark Twisted Fantasy. Is it that one? No, it's the other one, Yeezus. I need to listen to that again with a
trash album.
Because apparently... The way he did it, I'm not biting the bait. But anyway, apparently the way he's done it, the notes he ends the song before on is the notes that the next one starts on. Mm. So obviously it kind of just...
The Kendrick Lamar album...
He's a genius.
No, that's not what I said. I just want to hear how it sounds.
Kendrick's Damn album is very good. The way the last song loops back into the beginning of the album you'd be like...
Yeah.
I don't even, you notice because it's like, it's someone talking, isn't it? But you're like... Yeah, we can listen to this again.
I watched the whole British album.
We can stay here.
Burn that hard drive.
The Kendrick, that damn album, when I listened to the whole thing as well, like this, like him describing what Kendrick's process is and what he means by every song and all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Dissect, some podcast I listen to.
Yeah. Like
it breaks down
the album. Listened to the, I think it's crazy. You or someone DM'd me the one about the life of Pablo, yeah? And they made it hella religious. And I'm like, he may have thought of that, but yeah, probably
Yeah,
man. You know, yeah, even,
some people
even,
add a little bit of their own.
Me. Even Jesus was a simple man.
Yeah, there might be hella things on Jesus. Where he's like,
bro,
I didn't think I was doing that, you know?
Bro.
You know,
but like, you know, if that's me, then yeah, like I'll take that in it. Like that's that's a good thing. Still, I'll take that. Still, if you want to put that on my name,
like Jesus came to disciples. So what the streets saying? What they think I did it like that? Yeah, in your bit, yeah, write that.
Jesus died. He went to say, "I saved their sins as well." I thought I just died, bro.
You're dumb. He saved our sins.
Wow,
that was him
sitting on the throne,
snitching. That
you know, he came to a throne. He's like, "Bro,
you didn't save his sins.
Hey, this is lit."
Oh no, this guy over here, bro.
Imagine he was pissed off because he had to die to save our sins.
I like, can only imagine he was.
Imagine
no, he was, I swear in the Bible it said he asked God like, "Why, bro? Like, did why? He? Yeah, he asked, nice, why do we have to do this? Like, is there not enough?" I'm sure he asked, is there another way?
No, but even God, like, why? Like, why did he have to die? Like, isn't there another
God
way?
Just wanted his son back, bro. Like, you know, like, God, bro, I let you go for 33 years. Come on, bro. Like man ain't back FIFA in ages.
Yeah, that's
it. You must have thought, come on, then the cross, bro.
And they're going to stab me in the middle as well. No, in my hand.
Forever, I got holes in my hand.
Oh, dad, man.
That is horrible, bro.
Me like that.
That one is horrible. You know what?
I can't just come home.
God
knows.
What's
funny is, yeah, I was at a bit morbid, a bit bleak, but
Is it gonna be funny though?
No. It's not even funny. It's actually just in general. Just
all right. Because I'm in a laughing mood.
Go for it. Go for it.
Because I've been
funny.
Laughing at some dark humor recently, and I've been ashamed of myself. what's
morbid? Something you did.
No, not something I did, something that I listened to, innit? But just in terms of a topic, it's a bit morbid. But it's like, just in terms of like, when you die, DJ Envy, him and his wife got their podcast, the Casey Crew. Or Casey
Casey
Crew. And he was talking about how there was quite a few like deaths in the family. And it was just a period where something happened and I think her mum died. And he was like, rah, like we realised, obviously, because we've got money, we was able to do things, but like, in terms of planning the way you actually die, like where you're gonna be buried, like
The funeral's
is
not...
is that something that you've even got plans for? Because when you die, it's
people are gonna have to make those.
It's
plans.
Bills,
like
coffin,
funeral directors, literally. All this kind of inheriting insurance, all this. Like, and he was like, how basically they've actually got it planned in terms of like they've got their slot in the cemetery to make sure they're buried together. Because like, God forbid. We're all gonna die at some point.
It's not that deep, but I get it for the family though.
No,
think about it for the family.
Now,
go.
If a man and a woman have decided to be buried next to each other,
yeah,
and not Gia or Envy or you or Mandy or any of us in the room.
Yeah.
But if a random man and a random woman have decided to now be buried next to each other and this man is to now die earlier than planned, 20, 30 years earlier than planned.
Wow.
he died at 36.
Yeah.
Ooh. She gonna find a new man.
Oh.
I'm still gonna be buried next.
I never thought of that.
You're right. Know that.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
He's there in his grave just waiting.
Yeah. Ben's checking his time and that.
Brother's like 50 years, bro. Brother.
Why is she here yet? Like?
Nah, it's been 100. I know she ain't alive. That bitch was a smoker, bruv. She's dead.
You know?
like, where's she at, bro?
He paid for the slot for both. Like, I paid for this shit.
That's mad.
Nah, if I pay for it, I can't go out first. Or if I go out, Roman and Juliet, bruv. come
take that poison, bro. Like, take that poison. We're getting out now.
Our home is calling us, Rav.
Like, just don't make.
I got a mortgage on this plot.
You see the thing with love, yeah, and the things you do for love, they sound nice.
It sounds amazing. Yeah.
But
buried together.
But when it comes down to it, what if you go 20, 30 years earlier than planned?
Yeah.
She's still moving on.
Well, his market is still up.
Up.
Damn. Uh-huh. And then you're saying, I need to be buried here. And your new partner's like, no, you're not.
Like, who's buried there?
You can't die over there.
Nah.
What do you mean? Are you getting buried there? I'm going to be alone. Leave him, bro. He's alone already, guys. What the hell? But that's mad. That's mad when I think about it. Like, could your missus just be like, I need to get buried next to my ex?
Like,
What?
I'm going to ask this in the live show.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Definitely. I'm thinking, what's so good about him?
Yeah.
That you want to die, you want to live next to me, and then when I'm gone, you want to go die and be with him in the afterlife. Not in the afterlife, but you know, you want to be, you want your body to decompose. Why? Are you mad? Yeah,
now that can only happen if you that's the maddest thing, because at that age, to take a vow to never
imagine if she's like, yeah, but till death do us part. Once I'm dead,
you're parted.
We're parted.
So why are we picking out the same burial plot? Like, then don't pick out burial plots. It's dumb. Until you're like of 80, 90 years old, there's no point of picking out where you're going to be buried, man. Like, it's like...
Ooh. But anything can happen, though.
You know, anything can happen, but why we got plots next to each other? Like, there's so much life left.
I'm thinking, I don't know, like...
What's available? Even me.
Slap me in the ground,
bro. The only thing that I was thinking of was the family. Bro. Like, obviously, if mum and dad apparently go, like, God forbid, are gone, then you want to go and visit their grave. They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
That's when it's, like, beneficial for the family. Mm. But for me to have planned it before either of us has died... Mm.
At 70, 80 years old, not at 32.
But you
bro.
Don't know like, if you're
after
there.
Our death. All after our death.
But and if I don't get there, I know you're not coming next to me in 35 years.
I know it.
I know it. She's gone.
Even if I see you move on, do you think I now want you next to me anyway, bruv?
After you've been shagging everybody.
You know, bro. Don't come here, bruv.
Man needs to talk to somebody that like felt they were gonna die. Like they saw their life flash before their eyes, like, because I want to know, like, what was the last thought?
This is also something I don't believe in, bruv.
What, your life flashing before your eyes?
I don't believe it.
You think you're just in the moment, just looking at a barrel
when
of gun?
When you die,
like,
fuck, gone.
That's it. I barely remember yesterday, bro. Like,
he's gonna blow like, my head off.
Because they always say, like, your life flashed before your eyes and you see a white light. Who died and came back and told you that?
Nobody. Mm.
I think it sounds nice. It's better than that.
Oh, no. Some people have died. So they've been technically dead.
Like as in their heart stopped.
Their heart stopped for a certain amount of time. So they were actually pronounced dead
at the scene. Yeah.
But then they've come back and then they've said, I saw a white light.
Now, don't you just think this is, doctors are shit.
Yes. Yeah.
They've made plenty of mistakes before, bro.
Yeah.
They've rushed their
So the white light they saw was just the doctor shining the light in their eyes to see if they were still alive.
You know, or the heart monitor, it just wasn't on.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, actually, doctors have made mistakes regularly.
They have. Imagine.
Like I went to the
gym. They used to think, "Hey, big man, you're alive, man. Wake up, bro.
You know he gets a promotion as well. Because imagine that he forgot to turn it on. Everybody leaves the room, and he's like, "Oh shit!" Man just quickly switches it on.
Yeah.
I got him.
Wait. I think I've got something. I've got
exactly.
him in chair.
Shaking hands with the president of the United States. I just didn't want to give up on him. Like,
he's a bad motherfucker.
He's mad.
It can happen. Everybody does some mad stuff at work to make themselves look like a hero.
Have you plugged your charger in?
Bro, nah, how many times have you done that? Gone to bed, woke up, and your phone's dead. It's so easy to make that mistake.
Like, it's so easy, bro. Just because man's professional don't mean man ain't making mistakes, bro. Them doctors must be making some crazy mistakes
regularly, bruv.
Crazy mistakes.
Dead, bruv.
Bloody, like, bro.
Unless someone has died and come back, please share your story, bruv.
That's what I'm saying. I want to speak to someone. Did you see anything? Like, but you'd have to confirm you saw something before a man says, yeah, man wants to talk to you. You can't just come here and say, nah, man didn't see nothing.
About the whole reason we got you. Do you know what? I don't even know if I trust you. That's how bad it is. Don't come, like, I don't want to talk to you.
What did you see? Right. But yeah, the burying thing, yeah, man, is like, I'm going to plan where I'm buried. And then I'm thinking, do I want to be cremated?
Thought about that. I think that's a good
option. I think it's a good thing. Like, you're going to put me in the dirt.
Scatter my ashes.
I don't want to be scattered. Not all of it.
I don't know if I want to be in a.
Because I don't have a favorite urn place. An urn. You don't want to be in it. So
I'm thinking if I would want to be in an urn. I don't know about just spreading me out.
Man just ends up
on the ground in the end, bruv.
Scatter me.
Because you just
Do you have a favorite place? Do you have a favorite place?
The man says scatter me, bruv.
Scatter me.
Nah, it depends. Oh, yeah.
Scatter me out the window.
Nah, hit me
at
out.
Sea.
What do you want, like a favorite place? At sea.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I had a favorite place.
Are you going to take me to Antigua, bruv?
No. I said Antigua.
At least. Scatter me, bruv. At least.
No, but you could. At least you have the choice. Because you're not flying your whole body over there. It's just your ashes now. So you could potentially get an Antigua.
For a seat.
Big man, put me in the suitcase.
Take me Antigua, bro.
Take me somewhere.
Then you end up over the shirt and they're all flapping it out. Everywhere, bro.
Okay, now hear me out. Oh. Yeah? I don't want all my ashes scattered. I want you to keep some.
Yeah, just my legs.
I do want you to, I don't know. Yeah, just your leg of ash. I don't But yeah, I do want you to scatter me. When I have a favorite place, I'll be like, yeah, that's where you need to put a bit of me.
Do you have a favorite place?
Not yet. That's what I'm saying. I need to think of one before I die.
How long can Matt, like, where?
I don't know.
I'm not going to have I'm not going to have one.
Yeah.
But I'm really not going to have a favorite place.
But another thing that I also don't mind is if you use me for a few pranks. I don't mind.
Like what?
Mad pranks, bruv.
What, like?
Your boss is being a dick and sprinkle him some of me in his tea or something. Just sprinkle a little bit of me in his tea, bro.
You want to be putting someone's spliff in it?
Hey, bro, don't put me in a spliff. That's rude. That's rude. Don't put me in the spliff. But put me in the fucking tea, bro. Like,
we're smoking on that VP pack.
Fuck up his
tonight.
Lungs, bro. I'll be in his lungs just banging it up, bro. Just
He's punching up his stomach,
fam. Are you dumb?
Oh my god!
Fucking with my child.
That is too funny.
If cremation is a less expensive option, yeah, smoke me and
I honestly
scatter me in London, bruv. I don't like.
London,
nah, bro.
London, if you can choose where to put me, don't put me here, man.
Nah, man.
Damn, where?
It's where I've gone, but I don't know, man. Like.
You see, if they scatter you abroad, you've ruined that country for that person. Every time they go, they think of going there, they're like, scatter my dad here.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they go to be with you.
Nah, scatter me in London, bruv.
Nah, man.
Scatter me in London.
So then when they're just here, they're just miserable all the time.
Bro.
Everywhere they walk, they see dust, they're like, oh, my dad.
Bro, even then you scatter your dad or whoever in that place, and then in 3 years' time, they'll put a new build there, bruv.
You know what I mean? Exactly, bro. Like, put me on some sacred lands, man.
You know what I mean? Put me on the beach somewhere, like, where I could just be there, bro.
What's the land that called that you can't build on?
Sacred land.
No, come on. That's religious.
What's it called?
Graded. Nah, that's not the one.
Oh, what? The actual...
Uninhabitable or something?
Nah. No, that's just built on. You're sitting on listed
building. Building.
It's already built. I said where you can't build.
What are you talking about? But yeah, that's not to do with building.
Where can't you build on?
Huh? You think I'm pit?
I'm screwing her.
Holmes can get the helmet too, bro. Holmes can get the helmet too.
Oh, but you see, this Alec Baldwin thing.
Yeah, that's mad.
There's
bro.
A few
what
things
happened?
To touch on.
Bro, he shot
Alec Baldwin is
yeah, the actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot the
with a prop gun.
DOP and the director. Killed the director of photography, bro.
See, now I was arguing with my girlfriend or fiance about this.
He said, "Oh,
yeah, because okay, let's break this. Four people need to go to jail.
Why four?
Four. The person that created the prop gun.
Yeah. No, it's a real gun. It's a real gun.
They said prop gun.
Yeah, but it was he thought it was a prop gun.
Why is there a real gun on set?
I don't know.
So that person needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
The person who picked it up and gave it to him needs to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt it was weighted.
Yes.
A real gun is going to be heavier than...
Yeah.
Apparently, they use real guns sometimes, but they just put blanks in them and they didn't put the blanks in this one.
Why so the
they
hell put real
bullets.
Real
they put real bullets.
And they've had real on ammunition.
That's where I
you need one of them.
No, Dennis, are you sure? Where did you read up on this?
Somebody was telling me.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to remember.
What's your source? Trust me, bro.
He said somebody.
I need to think about it.
He didn't even say the
person. But I can't remember the person's name.
No, because the person was telling me on stream. They were breaking it down
Dennis,
to me.
What? She's playing people.
Yeah, so they were telling me in the chat. So I'm reading it off the chat. And they're telling me this is what this
is. This is your source.
That's why I said apparently. This is a legend, bro.
So I'm here telling you more apparently, and you're telling me no apparently.
What, did you read it?
I'm reading it now.
Read it now, then.
So
read it now.
Your version
what's
of
happened?
Apparently,
yeah.
That's dangerous what you just did.
It's very dangerous.
I said apparently.
That's definitely.
Allegedly.
Fake news. Jesus misinformation. Christ.
So that's what was it? What
Twitch,
was it?
You said Twitch stream.
Yeah, so what was it? I trust my guys.
Man, they're subscribing.
Making it up. Man said it was live. Oh, Dennis.
That's crazy.
So what happened then?
Alex Baldwin breaks silence.
Alex.
Alec.
He said Alex, but...
Almost trying to get off.
Russian.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He was Russian.
Back for Vladimir Putin, bro. Russian. Alec Baldwin breaks silence following tragic shooting on set.
Oh, what?
So actor Alec Baldwin has broken a devastating shooting on set when a prop gun was fired, which tragically killed Hallian Hutchins and a cinematographer. The actor released a statement saying, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding this tragic accident. A wife, mother, and deeply admitted."
He took two people out.
Nah, he shot two people.
So I'm fully cooperating with the police on the investigation. Support him, blah, 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 blah. So the earlier morning thing, a woman has died and a man has been injured after Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop firearm on a film set for the movie Rust. That movie is never coming out. The woman has been named as a 42-year-old director of photography and injured a man, Joel Souza, film director. Miss Hunt is a she was airlifted to a University of New Mexico hospital.
Damn.
When she was pronounced dead by medical personnel, authorities said. A spokesperson for the actor said there was an accident on the set involving a misfire of a prop gun with blanks. Juan Rios, a spokesperson for the sheriff office,
I don't even
said,
understand. Wait, this, so... Yeah, go on.
This investigation remains open and active. No charges have been filed in regards to the incident. Witnesses continue to be interviewed. Now, let's... So, this is why four people need to go to jail.
Yeah.
Alec.
Yeah.
The main supervisor of props.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to say, whoever was in charge of those props needs to go to jail.
The person who handed him the prop.
Mm-hmm. No, because they didn't know.
It's weighted.
No, but you might not know. You might have thought, this is quite...
You're not going to think that they've got a real gun.
No, but
gun
you don't know.
There.
But when you pick it up, you know a real...
Wait.
You would not be trusted to hand over a prop like this from your supervisor. Like, you wouldn't have not done this before.
Mm-hmm.
This wouldn't be your first day on the job. You're part of the prop team. If you pick up a gun, you know it's real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've touched the gun before.
Yeah.
And you touched the gun at his gun range.
Yeah.
You'd feel
the difference. Yeah, it's weightier. Like,
exactly.
There's a lot, yeah.
So if you pick up this prop gun that's loaded, that can fire live rounds, you know Wagwan. Then, how have you shot two people?
That's what I don't understand.
What's going on here?
And none of them were actors. Because I thought, when I first heard it, like, I heard Alec Baldwin shot somebody with a prop gun on set. So I'm assuming, he hit his co-host. I mean, it's
whoever else
is acting with him, innit?
Yeah.
So when I'm hearing it, it's the director of photography and the director.
What's going on here?
I'm like, bro, like, why are we even pointing the gun at them?
You have to shoot twice.
Why,
that's what I'm saying.
How was you pointing the gun at
two people?
At them. Who? Why were they even being pointed at?
No arrest or charge have been filed. What's going on?
Like, unless he was actually just fucking about. Like, bang, bang. Like,
yeah. But, bro, again, but then two.
You know guns come with safety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Safety was off.
Bro.
What? Yeah, hold me safely.
Safety is usually safety. On before safe. You put on safety.
Yeah, those are two very random.
Because whenever you go gun range, they say safety is on at the moment.
Yeah.
Safety on, safety off.
Yeah.
Safety on, safety off. They show you that. Yeah. Like, prop gun, fam. Stop calling it a prop gun.
It weren't a prop gun.
Because it's not a prop gun.
It was a real gun. That's what I'm saying. Gun. This is a real gun. Like,
I don't even know why they're talking like that.
Yeah.
It was not a prop gun, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Didn't they say it was meant to have blanks in it? Well, what did that say? It was supposed to be filled with blanks.
A prop gun should have blanks.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That means if it has blanks, that means they must not just use fake guns. Bro.
Why would you not use a fake gun in a movie?
Why would you even stop calling clips? Fake bullets, bruv.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be real ammunition.
Listen, someone loaded the gun.
Yeah. So that person
used to... Yeah, whoever handled the gun.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it's a fake gun... You wouldn't be able to put fucking real bullets into it, bro.
That's what I would think. Like, but maybe
if you could put real bullets into it, it's not a fake gun. It's a fucking gun, bro.
Yeah, it's a gun. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That means they must use real guns on set.
You can put blanks in a real gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So they're using real guns. Blanks.
They use bro.
Real guns.
That's exactly what I was saying before. And you said, "Oh, who told you?"
That's
exactly what I was saying. That they use real guns and they're supposed to put blanks.
You get anyway.
That's what I was saying. They use real guns, but they're supposed to put blanks in it, and they didn't. That's what I said. And you said,
obviously, because they shot with you shot the person.
No, but you said it's not a real gun; it's a prop gun. That's what you were arguing.
No, they said it's a prop gun in the title.
Started playing games, bruv.
We have to rewind the footage.
Rewind it.
But said you heard of someone. That's bad. You can't do that.
Why?
Because you're supposed to irregardless say allegedly.
I said apparently.
Twitch stream.
Yeah, I said apparently. Allegedly, apparently.
He's clutching at straws.
Yeah, he's clutching. Oh. Oh.
Save me.
That's crazy that they use real guns.
Yeah, it's mad.
That's
it's
very mad. That's not a way to go out, man.
It sounds like he's going to get away with this boy.
Yeah, it does.
If he ain't been arrested already... Because he was caught at the scene. So if my man's going home after doing that, when is he going to be arrested?
I'm sure he didn't mean it. But at the same time, we don't know what's going on.
But two people was a bit like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Like one, I'm sure you would have been like, oh, what the hell? Did the man say, yeah.
Do you know what's so mad?
Do you know what I mean? Like, how?
What's so mad? He could have just thought, oh, this movie's going to be shit. They're going to ruin me. I need to get off this movie.
Come on.
That's crazy.
I need to get off this movie. I'm shooting the director.
Can you imagine? Not impossible in this world.
Not impossible.
But wow, can you imagine if that's the length?
Nah,
that
man.
You would
but that's
go...
sad, man. That's sad for
that's
that woman.
Horrible,
that
bro.
That.
You was actually killed at work. You're
to work. Yeah, man.
Killed at work.
What
you did for a living killed you.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's horrible, man.
Yeah, four people have to go, bruv.
Yep.
Four.
People need to be guns.
So has anyone been arrested?
No, they said no.
And he's releasing statements from outside the cell.
Hell, if I was a family member of that woman, I'd be like, arrest that man.
Bro.
Arrest him now. Why is he talking?
Like, I did that shit.
That's all. The first question that should have been answered is, why were you pointing a gun at him? Why were you pointing a gun at her? I don't understand. She's not on set. Like, why are you pointing the gun at anybody else?
100% the person handling the props needs to go to jail.
The only way it makes sense is if he literally...
Someone brought in live ammunition.
And then it was like, oh.
No. Don't. No.
The second shot is still baffling.
They must have been in a state where guns are legal or something. Because what the hell is going on?
Guns are legal all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. But
like,
I don't know.
Live ammunition. Jesus.
Here's something else that happened. Y'all know Kevin Hart's wife, right?
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Yeah. Oh, Tori Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, his first wife. Yeah. Right.
She said she's not changing her last name.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Don't have a problem with it. Until what's Cheryl Cole's new name?
I don't know.
Exactly. It's like, what's the point? Once you're known as this, what's the point of me changing my name? Because she tried to change it. I think it's Fernandez or Fafan. I don't know where it is. Yeah.
But this works.
But
better.
She's Cheryl Cole, bro. Like, yeah. Nobody knows her as anything else.
Mm-hmm. I would be pissed if I was Kevin, though.
Why?
Because, like, yeah, we had an experience.
We've got
like...
kids together. The kids got the same surname. Yeah, why can't I? I'm divorced. So what? So if your dad said I don't love you no more, you have to change your surname.
Yeah. Not me. I've got this, bro. I've got this. I was born into this.
You want to just change to your mum's name?
No, it's never double barrel. Some kids do that.
Yeah, Van Dyke.
Virgil?
Yeah, I think he might use his mum's name.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Some people use depending on the relationship or what that is.
Yeah, but yeah, like I don't see the problem with it. Like, why can't I keep this man's name? Like, if you lot know me as Tory Hart. Like, when I come out, you say, "Oh, there's Tory Hart."
What does Tory Hart do?
I don't know. You don't need to use his wife, ex-wife,
though.
So what is that?
It's just the ex-wife. I don't know what her role in the industry is.
Like, if you left the job,
yeah.
You can't tell your job. I still want my job title to be vice president of this
job. Hmm. I hear you. So basically, you're saying her job was Kevin Hart's wife, and now she lost the job.
Oh, he's on fire.
That's what he said, right?
They're going to cancel you.
Basically, what you're saying is
they're going to cancel you.
But I would. I mean, there's nothing you can really do. You can't force someone to change their name. But I would kind of be like, all right, like, I've got a missus now. Like, just as respect. I don't want it to seem like, oh, my name is here and there and there, mm-hmm. whatever. I'm already mm-hmm. famous. It's like, you know, just kind of maybe use your... Does.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know.
But at the same time, even when you do, Bow Wow, he's been trying to be Shad Moss for how long?
That's his own name.
Exactly. And we don't even call him his own name, bro. Yeah. Once you're out here, Tory Hart, fair enough. That's just one that, if that's what she wants to.
Yeah, you're not out there like that.
You're not out there like that. I could call her Tory. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could call her Tory and just be like, oh, that's Tory. Like, there's not many Tories.
You have to at least say, I'm keeping the name because I want to leverage the name.
Is that what she said?
No, I'm not saying that she said that. I'm saying, to me, that has to be the conversation there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the only reason why. If you're an actor and you're using the name, and obviously I'm in the same sort of industry, clearly it's leverage.
We don't want to wish bad things on people.
I'm not married yet, so you exactly, can't. Yeah.
We can use you. If you got married... Then got divorced, God forbid, and she said, I'm keeping the name.
I'll be fine with that.
Then, if you met a new woman and she said, I want her to change it.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
He's thinking. It's always this other woman, bro. Like, these women are annoying, you know. That's where it just gets techie. It's like, why? Why is it? Oh.
You don't know. She'll be telling you, I can't sleep at night.
You know why? Because it's no longer just
feel the headache.
It's no longer just your name. It's your new babe's name too. So she's thinking,
I hate that one.
Why does she need our name as well, bruv?
That's tough.
You know you're not going to sleep tonight,
bro.
You have no reason to please your old woman.
I don't.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's true.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
even with the kids involved.
Yeah.
It's leverage.
I'm not saying I've got nothing against Tory Hart.
No.
I'm just taking the scenario out of it. Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, it's probably time you change that, you know?
Yeah.
Or you think like, you stand on your name back. Yeah.
If my new woman had a genuine issue with it, gotta keep her happy.
It's because he's famous,
now,
like, bro.
Yeah.
She's famous.
Oh, yeah, of course. We know why she wants to keep that. Like, but I just don't see why people have an issue with it.
Because this is a big thing. Say like,
if
your ex-girlfriend bought
Does Kevin's new wife has a problem with it?
I don't know, I haven't spoke to her.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, why do we care?
Oh, it's just conversation.
I know.
No, I'm saying.
No, because we can apply these scenarios to ourselves.
Yeah. I'm not saying why, the people that care about it.
Remember MSN days?
Yeah.
And you had your wifey for lifey.
Yeah.
Miss.
Yeah.
bro.
What I'm saying, bro.
Change your name, bro.
On ends, if you're younger this and you got de-recruited or whatever, bro, you can't just be like, I'm still younger this. Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. You ruined the name, bro. You're not in the famo no more.
It's true.
But if your ex bought you something you use, if your ex bought you a PlayStation pad with your name on it, engraved.
I'm using that for life. She won't know it's for my ex, though. That's for damn sure. I'm not going to tell her. Oh, yeah, my ex got me this pad.
Tell her I bought a customized joint.
Yeah, you know, I'm not telling her. Unless my ex now pull it on Instagram.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. What if that shit was slapped up every...
Or
if she got you... Say she got you a new Jaguar... with both your names engraved in the headrest.
In the headrest.
Change it, bruv.
That car has to go.
Yeah.
The car has to go.
And then she's even decreased the market value because she put our name
there. You have to upholster it.
I have to now sell it to Dennis and Devin.
You have to be careful with the kind of women you're with these days, boy.
Your headrest says Dennis... The passenger says Lavinia.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how many Dennis and Lavinias are there that I can sell this to?
You even have problems shutting the car.
Hey, I have to go rebuy any car.
I'm knocking 5K off just because of that. I mean, like, bro, it's not my name. It's a nice car. It's a nice spec. But for Christ's sake, I mean, Dennis ain't my name. I was Lavinia, my missus. Like, bro. But nah. if it was like a pad, you know, like the way women are these days, that's going on social media.
Yeah, yeah,
he's even still on Twitch.
Man's seen it. She'll screenshot me like, yeah.
He's even excited. We're like, look at this sleep mating, fam. Dude was just doing whatever. Wow. And then next thing you know, I was washing his pant. I was like, you chicken, whoa.
Nonsense.
We were just doing laundry, bruv. I washed my pants as well. You just washed it one day and now you're out there saying you washed my pants. Mad. Bro,
she has to change it.
If you're getting, it's not something that you'd probably pay attention to, but I reckon in the back of your head you'd be like, I wonder why she hasn't changed it. Maybe Kevin Hart himself is like, I know.
He don't care.
They might have had a conversation about it though. Yeah, yeah. Because look, imagine if she does a madness right now in the street. Hart is on the name. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. As well as him being responsible. Anything with Hart in it, you know, has his branding.
A man isn't allowed to care publicly about things like that when it directly affects them. As men or podcasters, you can have conversation.
Yeah.
But as the man, you can't now hit the media and say, I need her to change that still.
No. You can't. You can't. They'll be saying you're manipulative, you're on some madness, misogynistic, all this kind of stuff. It'll be crazy. So yeah, you're not allowed, but I could understand if he was like, I'm not really comfortable with you keeping this name right now. I could understand that.
Me personally, bruv, there's no reason for you to keep my name. But one argument actually that I did see, it was a decent argument, is that a lot of Kevin Hart's early stand-up was based on her.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
But that does not now mean
you have to keep my name forever.
You now have claim to fame.
I also have moved on.
Like, how many stories have we told about different people in our walks of life?
Yeah.
You think now they can come and say, oh yeah,
I've got ownership
because of
it's true.
You just so happen to be part of the story.
I was part of the story too. You know what? That's what I'm telling it. I was part of the story. I was there. I experienced it. I don't know. That's an interesting one. Would I actually go? I don't know. I wouldn't be petty about it, but I would be a bit.
It's been a lot of years. I'm sure it's been at least like, I'm sure they've been split.
Yeah, long enough.
Yeah, they've been split long enough.
She had that for a long time.
Long enough.
Yeah. Another thing, have you lot seen your parents naked?
I see my mum's boobs.
Why do you say boobs?
I don't know. I want to say breast, but boobs just came out.
No, I haven't seen my mum. In terms of what I can remember, of course, like when you're young, you would have got into the bath and all that kind of stuff.
What age was the last time you saw your mum?
It would have been.
It's definitely in uni.
I've seen my mum's breast when I'm like, I don't know, maybe primary school. I don't think I would have seen it past primary school. But
really, your mom's good.
I ain't seen her breast in time. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't actually seen it like that, but probably primary school. So it probably would have been like, I don't know, like 6 or 5, just randomly.
Have you seen your dad's cock?
No, I've never seen.
I've seen my dad's cock before. Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen my dad's cock before.
I've never seen it. No.
Was that more recently?
Nah, fuck you, niggas. You niggas gonna clip this shit. No. This I've been there before already.
No, but there's context. I want the context of it.
I was cutting my cheek.
I want the context of it.
Nah, I've got a line of questioning, as I do.
Of course, so. That's why I'm answering. No, I haven't. Have you seen your mum naked or your dad's cock?
So I was just at the show.
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, you seen? What, both? You seen both?
You saw it the other day.
You saw it yesterday, innit? I know. The only reason to bring this up
five.
Is because you seen it recently.
Oh my God!
Is that I used to bat you?
Hey, we can do it at both. I'll do it there as well. Because all right, cool. So, how did you see? Fuck it, I'll ask that tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll ask that at the live show. Has your daughter seen you naked?
Yeah, 100%.
But at this age, very innocent. She doesn't.
Yeah, at this age, yeah.
Because there's always conversations that go online like, oh, don't kiss your child on the lips.
All that kind of stuff.
And then the naked one, but she doesn't get the naked
stuff.
No,
right now. But as she started to get older, I've noticed I've become more aware. Like, is she aware of what's going on? So not to say I'm covering up, but I'm a bit like, there's probably going to have to be, I have to accept that this point will end soon where I can just be like, I'm naked and whatever.
Bro, I've come to the conclusion, this guy's a nudist, bro. Why is he always naked, bro? Like, maybe if she was in the room when you're getting changed, but the way you're making it seem is you just walk around naked.
No.
So when did she see you?
That's what I'm saying. She might be in the room.
When you're at the shower,
yeah,
and she's in the room,
yeah.
Do you turn around and dry yourself?
A little bit. Of recent.
Yeah.
But not really. Because not really.
I don't even like my dog seeing my cock.
It's not your house anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here.
Nah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird sometimes though. Especially my dog, he stares.
Wait, you don't let your dog see you naked?
I don't like it. It has, but I don't like it. Like, I felt weird because he'll just be staring at you. And it's like, bro, this is really uncomfortable for me.
In your own home.
I don't know what he's on.
He's like, a pervert, bro.
He's a perv, bro. A perv. I don't know. He might think it's a toy. He's like, I saw that toy. I'm going to get that toy. Guys, I don't know what dogs are on, innit?
I don't even give me that toy. Why is this one toy I haven't got?
He's always giving it to mum as well.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Hey, that's what put him in a good mood, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, good mood. God, I'm dying.
God damn. Oh, shoot.
Do you think, say when she's like 9, yeah?
Mm.
6, 7. That's the age they're on there, wandering, just going around the house.
Yeah.
Kicking open doors, no knocking.
Yeah.
She's going to see you naked.
Yeah. At some point, I'm sure it will happen.
How do you think you're going to like deal with that as a parent? Are you going to shout and say, don't come in there? Or...
Yeah. I guess so. You would, didn't it? Yeah, but for a man,
I don't know if I'll
duck
or dive or something.
But a man with a daughter is a bit different.
Yeah,
like for a mother bed, with a son.
Yeah, the covers. What are you doing?
Seeing a man naked is not something we've been programmed to see as normal.
No, not at all.
We haven't been programmed to see
not
men naked.
Not at all.
But seeing a woman naked.
Go on.
What?
Go on.
We have been programmed to see that.
Go on.
It's the programming. Why am I being cancelled? Why? I'm talking about programming.
I didn't create the program.
I didn't create it. I know it's normal.
No, 100%.
But before we slide, because I'm going to ask this at the live show again. Anyway.
I'm in trouble.
Fucking.
Your cousin called me.
So. My line is getting blammed.
Oh, cousin called me. Quick one and then we'll update the thing. Would you rather be lost... I may have asked this, but I didn't elaborate. Would you rather be lost at sea or space? And the thing is, You can't die in either. So in space, you can breathe. You don't need astronaut suit. You at sea, you don't need oxygen mask. You live.
Yeah.
But you're just lost at sea or lost in space.
Sea.
Space all day.
Sea.
If I can have air in space, I'm cool. Because I'm
and you can
in
fly.
My,
and
I'm,
in sea, you can swim good.
Bro, why would I? There's nothing in space.
Oh, if I could swim.
Yeah, like everything. Like you're so Aquaman.
You think we're the only ones in this galaxy and that?
Bro, if I was lost in space, I'm not sure of that. That's the thing. I know for sure there's things in the ocean.
Just fish.
No, not just fish. There's what? Octopus. There's, oh my gosh, so funny, random, yeah. But one of the models thought that duck was fish. So he's a pescatarian.
Yeah.
And then he went to an event in it, yeah. And they were like, oh yeah, there's some spare duck wraps. He's like, oh yeah, that's mine. He's like, oh, okay. Like, why did you all just duck in it? He's like, oh yeah, no, I'm pescatarian. They're like, bro, like, that's not fish, bro. Like, he's like,
it's a fucking bird, bro.
What do you mean? Like, he's like,
it's a mammal, like, bro.
He's been eating duck all this time thinking he's a pescatarian.
Oh, he's pissed. He's pissed.
When he told me, I was like, you did it. He's like, no, I genuinely thought it was a fish. Because
it's in the water, bro.
Because it's in the water.
Jesus.
But yeah, right, I would rather be in water.
Doesn't, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the hell? Oh,
bro, yeah.
So does he think that I'm a fucking fish as well if I go into the swimming pool, bro?
Yeah. No, so, but I know.
But lost at sea is... it's boring.
How? There's bear shit in the ocean and you know there is.
If you can swim, it's a different question.
And you
can
breathe.
Swim. You can survive and swim underwater.
You are Aquaman.
You can't come back to land. You're not allowed. You can't.
But can
back.
I like breathe
and
underwater?
If you're in space, you can't
you can
come
breathe
back.
Underwater.
I'm an Aquaman.
Yeah. You can breathe all right. Underwater.
All right, let's put it this way. You're Aquaman or you're Silver Surfer?
Yes.
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer, 100%.
But those
Aquaman,
characters.
As Aquaman, there's Atlantis, but it's the ruins. There's no other Atlanteans. It's just you there.
I may see another human more
dead.
Often than you would.
Dead.
How?
Because I'm telling you,
might even see
divers.
A ship out there.
There's going to be bear divers, ships, all of that.
No,
stuff.
Where you're lost.
There's nothing. Nobody can get to.
You're lost.
I'm still choosing sea, man. Because space, you can literally go out there and everything that we think might be out there is not out there. So you're literally out there by yourself forever. Fuck
by
that.
Yourself.
I'll make friends with fishes, bruv. I'll make friends with fishes, the sharks. I'll use the hammerhead sharks to build shit. Bro, like, I will do stuff in the ocean.
You'd have
space,
at least some form of civilization.
Man would just
there.
Be there.
You're just floating.
Floating.
So yeah. Are you switching? I'm space regardless.
Nah. Space would be interesting, but who would I have to tell at the end?
What do you mean?
Because I'm trying to discover some shit. But the only reason why you want to discover some shit is to tell someone you discovered it. You get me? Discovering shit and not having no one to tell is...
Yeah.
You basically don't know shit again,
the thing
bro.
Is, let me add it. You can pull the plug on your life whenever you want.
Oh,
space.
Space then, because then I can explore space. Once I figure out
since
there's nothing
I'm done,
here,
yeah?
I'm gone. Yeah. If I could pull the plug...
Straight away.
Straight space, because I'll explore 100%. It until I'm tired and I'll be like, all right, cool, there's nothing here.
If you was to catch your missus cheated,
God forbid.
I'm going to save it for last show.
Cool. All right. Let's update the playlist and slide.
She's going to be there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you think, what?
They're
getting smoked. Mm. Live call.
Bang, bang.
I'm going to add Barrington Levi, Here I Come.
Barrington Levi.
Okay. I will add Young Thug, Stupid / Asking.
Good song.
Stupid. Is you stupid?
Yeah.
I am going to add, I'm going to add Jules. There was bear tunes that I was hearing, but I'll just think of the one that came to my head. Jules, My Size. Holmes, you got anything?
I've got Never Leave by Western.
Isn't that a new thing, yeah?
New thing dropped today.
Oh, yeah. Wicked. Absolute wicked. Cool. Before we slide... this was shot obviously before live social. Shout out to everyone that came out to the live show. More will come. Novelty. This is actually going to be your last week to get the novelty. So make sure you go and buy your Christmas presents early. Use code 90s baby show. Link is in the description.
Make sure you go grab them Cineworld
unlimited
cards,
guys. As well in Discord, I'm gonna start putting it in when I go to cinema. So if you do get that,
yeah, word, yeah, a little cinema club. Why not?
Yeah,
come through. We'll just literally say again, whatever experience.
So if it's twice a month,
yeah,
oh, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Patreon as well.
Yeah.
Every single time.
What was that Western song?
Never leave.
Oh, you said that came out yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday or today,
but it's the 27th of August.
You heard it yesterday.
Oh, this is what?
No, surely not.
Never leave, single.
I'm done at it.
You're done.
What happened?
You know, you're getting passive aggressive messages.
Yeah. Oh, is
I'm
it?
Done at
oh,
it.
Oh, finished.
I'm finished. My cousin's going to cancel me. I'm so.
Yeah,
Dammy, I love you so much.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's Dammy.
Yeah. Finished. Look at you.
Right, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
He's the late one.
Sorry, man.
Anyway, yeah. Shout out to you guys. I already know the show is amazing, so thank you so much for coming through.
And remember to vote for us.
Make sure to vote for us as well. Patreon, Novelty, all of that stuff is in the description. Go click it. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
Nice baby's crazy.
Cool.
Hello, doctor.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.